Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Welcome everyone to Lizzie T Radio Show, another day, another fantastic show we have prepared for you today. I am so happy and honored to be having as a guest a fantastic, fantastic lady that I had the privilege and honor to meet a little while ago, and I'm so happy that she is here on the line with us. Just to remind the listeners that our chat line is open. If anybody has questions, please go ahead. There's a link on Lizzie T Radio Show on our fan page, and if you also want to call in and ask questions, our line also are open at 347-996-2926. We also are sad and happy to say that we're pretty booked until May 31st. So if you're looking to be in our show, email us at radio@lizt.ca, and we're happy to have you come out on the show and discuss your business, your adventure, promoting something. We're happy to have you here. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce and read a little bio of Nikki Clark, the wonderful and amazing and beautiful Nikki Clark. I'm going to read a bio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show, another day, another wonderful show. And I have prepared an amazing, amazing show for you today. The subject for today is women in business. And this is an amazing subject. I have talked to an amazing lady that knows all about the subject and can tell us everything she knows. Well, not everything, but at least enough to get listeners curious. Mm-hmm. A very, very talented lady, and she is gorgeous. She is the TV host, actually, of the Beat Goes On, and you probably have seen her on TV. This is an amazing show. So I actually have to confess to the listeners that I've been following this lady, and for a while now, she is one of my inspiration, my idols, the person that I have looked up for a very, very long time. And in my wildest imagination, I wouldn't think that she would actually agree to an interview with me, and I'm so happy that she's able to be here in the show with us today. The person I'm actually talking about is Nikki Clark, and she was a Jamaican-born. She holds diploma in social services and earned a degree in film and communications, where she received formal training for television and radio. Nikki also earned an honor diploma from Sheridan College in early childhood education, where she was instructor for early childhood education and the business from 1999 to 2009. She is gifted with acquiring languages. She's fluent in English, French, and Spanish. Hola. In 2006, Nikki started her company, Beats for Health, for which she designed and has crafted organic jewelry for men and women and distributed online beads for healthboutique.com. Beads4healthboutique.com. In August 2008, Nikki was the recipient of the African Canadian Woman Achievement Award for the work in her community and excellent in teaching. In 2008, Nikki founded internet TV radio show called The Beat Goes On. And the same year, she started her publicity public relation company, Nikki Clark, Inc. Nikki also is a publisher and author of her first book, Beads for Health. Nikki Clark's show was launched in October 2012, and Nikki will be starting her milestone with Media Mentorship Program in 2013, offering production and broadcasting training at risk youth. The listeners know that we are booking shows. We are booked until the middle of May, but if you want to be... And there you have it, folks. That's the bio from the amazing Nikki, and I will not make you guys wait. Nikki, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on your radio show. I am humble and honored myself. Thank you so much.
Well, you are one of my inspirations, and you have accomplished so much. You've gone so such a long way, and you've done basically what I want to do in the future. I look up to you, and you've done radio. You are doing television, and you're doing so much. I mean, when I read your bio, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this lady has done it all. And I know you continue to do that because this is what thrives you. This is what makes you yourself. You know, you like to be out there. You like to be talking. The talk that I watched you the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Nikki. So tell us what are the plans for the future, because you know you're planning a workshop.
Yes, I am. I'm starting a series of seminars called the Nikki Clark Show Entrepreneur Seminar Series, which kicks off May 23rd. And what they are designed to nurture the inner boss. Some people are born bosses and they don't know that they're bosses until someone mentions it to them or they stumble across some kind of seminars like I have offered. Well, what I intend to do at each seminar is to encourage, to help discover certain qualities that are inherent of a boss or an entrepreneur, and to nurture that and to develop it. And it's also important for bosses to be around like-minded individuals so that they can energize each other, support each other, and to go out and help build better connections with similar-minded people. So that's what I'm doing. The first one is May 23rd, and it's called Are You an Undercover Boss? Which, you know, unleashes the mystery of what the boss is, the qualities of an entrepreneur, and what I've learned throughout my path of being a boss, the do's and don'ts in business. So I share my pearls of wisdom. And then the second workshop, which is May 27th, is called Creating a Buzz, and that's how to use publicity to boost business. So we talk about social marketing and how to use that effectively in business, as well as some marketing tips that I've picked up throughout the years that will assist in building your brand. Mm-hmm. The third workshop is May 28th, and that's called Saying No and Letting Go. And I think this is very important for an entrepreneur, but it transcends in any type of lifestyle, any type of job. It's a life skill. And that is learning to say no without feeling guilty. So we're going to be talking about assertiveness and going over some of the skills that I've learned in assertiveness training, as well as conflict resolution. Everyone has their own style of dealing with conflict, and we'll be talking about there. So talking about that in the workshop, and I've designed it so that it's a small group, only 15 people in this boardroom at the Harborfront Community Center on the beautiful Lake Ontario downtown, and we have the chance to sit, really talk, get to know each other, connect, and build together.
Fantastic. So for the listeners that are listening live right now, it's May 23rd, and I will have links at Lizzie T Radio Show fan page for everybody to go in there and sign up. Now, what are the costs for May 23rd to sign up?
It's a cost that everyone's going to love. It's absolutely free.
No way.
Free.
Wow, this is fantastic. This is amazing. So if you guys are not going, I don't know what you guys are thinking about. May 23rd is the day for you to be there. The time is
7 to 8 o'clock. So it's 1 hour.
7 p.m. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Free of charge by Nikki Clark. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot pass this. Now, tell us, what got you started into media? Going back to your background.
I've always been interested in having some kind of say. I'm a little bit opinionated, and I like to have kind of control behind the camera. I produce, I write, and I think I have that type of personality where I can be in front of the camera, and I enjoy it. I'm not shy at all. I'm a people person. I like to teach.
You definitely are.
And thank you. And I thought, well, the teaching for me is something I love, but television is another form of classroom for me. So why can't I share what I've learned and continue to learn with people I bring on the show? Because as much as I teach, I learn from you know, the guests that come through. Let's put this together and create a show format so that we can create a community platform to teach each other. So that's why I started And the Beat Goes On. And that was the premise of the show was to have a platform for musical artists in Toronto, emerging artists especially, to go and showcase their talent and the world could see what amazing people were in Toronto. That lasted for about 4 years, and I have grown as an individual, and I keep growing. And I thought, you know, the show has done very well. It's been very successful. It's been well-received in the musical community, but it's too comfortable, and whenever I get too comfortable, I feel that I need to change. So that's when I transitioned into the Nikki Clark Show just last year, October. And the Nikki Clark Show is another way to share stories, but in the way to inspire people and educate. So it's what I call the Inspire Hour, and I have people from all walks of life, from politicians to entertainers, come through, sit down, and inspire us with their stories. And it's to talk about real things of overcoming obstacles and
right.
And how they've jumped hurdles to get where they are. So that's what I'm doing right now, and happy with it.
Oh, and you are amazing at it. Whenever I can, I watch your shows, and always learn something about it, which is, for me, that is doing a radio show. I know I have lots to learn, and I love doing this. And we learn so much with our guests because they have so much insight and they have so much knowledge that there is a gem in every single interview. And that's what my next question to you. What do you think is the best when you're interviewing someone? What do you take from it?
What do I take from it? I take the special opportunity to create a rapport with someone that I have not had the privilege to meet. And when we sit, it's very important for me to connect on a level beyond what people see. So I'm hoping to create a friendship from that. And I'm also hoping that I can learn from them. I can grow from them. That's very important for me because like I said, I'm always working on wellness, and that is through what I experience through life, and it's also what my teachers before me have taught me. And when I say teachers, I'm talking about anyone who've just done something that I haven't done or have learned it a certain way, and they're willing to honestly show that to me. So that's what I enjoy about interviewing people.
Yeah, and same here. Now, I know that I'm not going to take very much of your precious time, but there's one question that I always like to ask my my guests. And as an entrepreneur, we always go through hardship. We have our up and we have our downs. We have fantastic days and we have days that are not as great. So what advice would you give to the listener? We have singers coming on the show. We have writers. We have entrepreneurs, people that are making jewelry. What advice would you give to us that are entrepreneur and we have all this up and down? I'm not asking for a gem, but I'm asking for something that you can give us that keep us going. And what should we do on those days that are really, really low?
On those days that you don't have someone there to be your cheerleader, you're going to have to be
That's
your own
exactly
cheerleader. And I have days like that. I think, you know,
we all
go through that. Absolutely. The number one thing I think that sets us off into those moods would be self-doubt. Mm-hmm. And to overcome that, it's something that you have to build within yourself. It's an intrinsic quality that you have to adapt and customize into mm-hmm. yourself, that it's going to be okay, mm-hmm. that you are good, that you're capable, and there's always a tomorrow. So you don't have to take on the issue that's presented to you and carry it through until the next day. The beautiful thing about the next day is that you have another chance. So that's something that I have built into my lifestyle, and that's what helps me. I have a lot of faith. I believe in a higher power, and that's the most important thing for me, to give myself that boost when I don't have that external boost from, you know, the cheerleader, the family member, the friend, the coworker, when they're just not there. That's what I give myself. That's my vitamin C for the soul.
So. You know what? I love it because it always looks better the next day. And I love that because we have to remind ourselves as an entrepreneur, we are going to go our up and down. And we are going to have the better days and the worst day.
Absolutely.
But if you think tomorrow it's another day, it's going to be okay, I think things always look different the next day. Always. And I guarantee that because I think all of us have gone through that.
Absolutely. And you are who you think or what you think. So if you believe that it's going to be okay, it will be okay. But if you set yourself in feelings of negativity, well, you may just get yourself stuck there. But you always have to remain positive, and you have to remain calm, and that's how you'll get yourself through. And
that's absolutely,
you're going to be okay.
So it's wise words, ladies and gentlemen, from the Nikki Clark. And surround yourself with people like-minded. Those are very, very excellent things, because call up a friend of yours that is going through something and let them know, this is what I'm going through. I can guarantee you they're going to tell you the right thing, they're going to say the right thing, and you are going to be feeling better. And it's like Nikki said, it's always a next day. Nikki, I cannot believe time is running out, but I know that I kind of mentioned that it was going to be a short interview, but look at us, we're chatting, and you're such an amazing inspiration to all of us here at Lizzie T Radio Show, and looking forward to be part of your amazing workshop that you have, free of charge, ladies and gentlemen. Take advantage
mm-hmm.
of this. If you don't,
you should.
I don't know. May 23rd, at 7 p.m., Lizzie T fan page will have all the information for you guys to sign up and hook up with Nikki Clark. Thank you so much. Any last word?
I just want to say thank you for what you're doing for the community. I don't know if you know enough what a contribution you're making to the media world and to the world at large, and just in terms of bettering individuals. So thank you for what you're doing. I really appreciate the opportunity you gave me, and I look forward to seeing you at the seminars and some other projects I hope that we can do together.
That will be a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much, Nikki. And make it a fantastic day. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day as well. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful day, everyone.
And there you have it, folks, the great, the beautiful, the fantastic Nikki Clark. She is an inspiration. She is, if you look into be inspired and if you look into learn, Nikki Clark is a person that you should go to. Her website will be at Lizzie T Radio Show for you to hook up with her, send her an email. She is an amazing lady and worthwhile talking to her and hooking up with her. This has been a fantastic show and an amazing day for all of us here at Lizzie T Radio Show. We are hoping that you can contact us at radiolizt.ca. Is radiolizt.ca, as I mentioned to you. We are all booked until May 31st, but nevertheless, we will love to have you to talk about your business, to talk about your adventure, to talk about what you do in the community. Toronto, we do need to help each other. We need to do all the networking as much as possible. Also, I wanted to make sure that this show has been sponsored by JNLT Photography. So thanks to JNLT Photography, we're able to have this show and connect with you. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure. It's been a ride. And this is your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. And make it a fantastic day.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at JNLT Photography. Do you know why? Because JNLT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. JNLT Photography are a husband-wife photo team with more than 30 years of experience and innovation in creative imagery production. They offer practical and budget-oriented photography for contemporary lifestyles and families. Book your wedding, boudoir, model photo session, Valentine's, events, commercial photography, and much, much more at jandltphotography.com. So contact John or Liz at 647-955-0298 in Toronto and look at a sample of their work on jandltphotography.com. That's www.jandltphotography.com.
Also find them on Facebook.
Lizzie T Radio Show.